Reporting from Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. Columbia residents voted to pass Propositions 1 and 2. Voters accepted Columbia Water and Light's request to increase electric utility taxes by 6% over the next 5 years, along with the stormwater utility's suggested rate adjustment to address failing and inadequate stormwater systems. Mitch Richards is the spokesperson of Boone County for Liberty, a political organization that spearheaded the opposition campaign to Columbia's Proposition 1 and 2. He says the organization will continue to be a voice in the community.
We've been involved with some Fourth Amendment issues and some other tax issues. So I imagine the group's going to stick around and still continue to be a voice in the community. So I don't think that'll change at all.
Richards says he knew being a blue grassroots organization working on a minimal budget would be a long shot in influencing voter decisions. But he is confident BCFL made a contribution to the community's conversations on these propositions. Proposition 1 passed with 68% of the vote, while Proposition 2 passed with 59%.